Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Orla, thank you very much for that. Now, as you heard there in the news headlines, Israel and Hamas have reached a ceasefire deal to end 15 months of conflict in Gaza. That's according to sources this evening. The deal follows months of talks with Qatar, one of the key mediators. Israeli President Isaac Herzog's office says the president has met the International Red Cross amid preparations for a hostage transfer. The deal will allow hundreds of thousands of displaced Gazans to return home. The Israeli government will vote on a ceasefire deal tomorrow, with the majority of ministers expected to approve the deal. That's according to a government official talking to Reuters. Well, for some reaction and analysis, we're joined now by Riham Jafari, who is Advocacy and Communications Coordinator at ActionAid Palestine, and also will be speaking shortly to Fawaz Gurjez, who's Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. Riham, your reaction to what we're hearing this afternoon?
Thank you for having me. So we welcome this ceasefire that came after 15 months of horrendous and horror and attacks and bombing and suffering caused by relentless bombing for Palestinians' homes, schools, buildings, hospitals in Gaza. It is it was waited for, but now it has become a reality. And we are waiting to for the implementation for all the terms of ceasefire to give time for Gaza to take a rest from being displaced for more than 15 months, from searching for safe places for 15 months, for losing their beloved ones, children, women, relatives, homes, hopes, dreams.
So what we are being told in terms of some of the detail is that from the first day of the agreement, displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza will be allowed to return to their homes in northern Gaza, and also that humanitarian aid will be delivered to Gaza at a rate of 600 trucks daily, including 50 fuel trucks, and half of those supplies will go to northern Gaza. How urgent is all of that?
This is needed very urgently and very quickly, and to be delivered soon, because starvation and hunger reached catastrophic levels, and people need to be rescued, to be given some of food and water, to take rest, to feel rest after 15 months, after a long journey of suffering. So the international community, the governments, the mediators should ensure and should press more pressures to ensure the implementation and the delivery of a humanitarian aid. And also we need in Gaza to send medical staff and medical colleagues from neighboring countries to help the exhausted Palestinian medical staff who continue working for more than 15 months. Gaza needs today everything. They need shelters, they need food, they need medical staff, they need a huge equipment to remove the rebels, to help the Palestinian rescue teams.
Okay, we have Fawaz Gurjez also on the line now. And Fawaz, you're welcome to the programme. It does seem, and the US is saying that this deal is done, but I see the BBC reporting just in the last couple of minutes that Netanyahu's office is saying there are still several unresolved issues, but he hopes they will be finalised in the coming hours. This will happen, will it, do you think?
Absolutely. I think this is a deal that has been agreed by both sides. Already, Donald Trump, the incoming president, has made it very clear that a deal has been reached. Egypt and Qatar have said that a deal has been reached. But remember, Benjamin Netanyahu has to basically satisfy his more extremist coalition members. So he has to keep, you know, convincing them that basically he is really standing very tough with Hamas and the talks. But I think tomorrow you'll see President Biden also addressing the American public about basically a breakthrough You know, in the peace talks between Hamas and Israel.
So phase one is this initial 6-week ceasefire. These are the details that we're getting. And during that period, Hamas will release 33 of the hostages that it seized on the 7th of October. It's not clear how many of those are actually alive. And in return for that, Israel is going to release dozens of Palestinian prisoners. I suppose straight away, Fawaz, a lot of attention will turn to what happens after that 6-week period.
For your own listeners, this is a temporary ceasefire. This is not really, does not really mean a comprehensive end to the war. Benjamin Netanyahu has made it very clear. He wants a partial ceasefire. He wants the hostages back, and then he wants to resume the fighting. And Hamas knows this, despite all the guarantees that Hamas has received from the Americans. So I think in the next 6 weeks, you're going to see a ceasefire because Hamas will deliver the 33 Israeli hostages in various rounds. And of course, Israel will observe the ceasefire and release a few hundred Palestinian prisoners and hostages in return. But no one knows what will happen during the second and third phase. Israel is already having a buffer zone between Israel and Gaza. And Israel forces remain in many parts of Gaza. And Israel has received basically agreement from the United States to continue carrying out military activities at least for 1 mile inside Gaza. So let's celebrate this moment now. This moment really is a moment of hope. Think of what has happened in the past 15 months. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed, more than 100,000 injured. 2 million have been displaced multiple times. Gaza has been destroyed. And also the suffering of, you know, almost 100 Israeli hostages and their families. For both sides now, this is a moment really of hope, of a great, you know, relief after so much loss, human loss and suffering in the past 15 months.
Well, it certainly is that, Reham, isn't it? It is a moment of hope and I don't think joy is the right word, but relief, as Fawaz has said, that there will be some respite. But the idea of a permanent ceasefire, how hopeful are you that might be achieved?
Yes, I agree with your gust. It is a moment of hope we aspire, we want a permanent ceasefire, and also we want the international community and the world leaders and governments to ensure and achieve justice for the Palestinian people, to activate the accountability mechanism, to hold the perpetrators and the violators of human rights accountable for their violations. Palestinians want to end illegal occupation, to end the blockade against Gaza. And if we achieve justice for Palestinians, then there will be a world peace. There will be no justice, no stability, no peace in the world without a justice for the Palestinians, according to international law and international conventions. Okay. Where this is an initial step and action for achieving justice and ending suffering of Palestinians in Gaza. But our dreams, our goals, and our demand is to achieve justice and end the war against Palestinians.
Okay. Can I ask you then finally, Fawaz, about Donald Trump and his influence here? And again, looking forward past the 6 weeks, to what extent do you think he will be pushing and he will be able to push and be successful in pushing for this ceasefire to last?
Well, look, I mean, Donald Trump has already taken credit for the ceasefire. He was the first one to announce the ceasefire. And this is really the first time that an incoming administration actively engages in talks, you know, with foreign powers. And the reality is, if you ask me, what was the most decisive factor? I would say it was the Trump factor. Benjamin Netanyahu wanted to provide Donald Trump with a gift, that is the ceasefire, because he expects Donald Trump to provide Israel and Netanyahu with a great deal of returns in the past few weeks and a few months. So yeah, I expect that Donald Trump will be pushing very hard to maintain the state of basically, ceasefire, but you'll see that Israel will continue to carry out military attacks in Gaza, even though the intense phase of hostilities that the war itself basically will come to an end.
Okay, well, thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That is Fawaz Gurjez and Reham Jafari, and we will keep an eye, a press conference expected in Qatar. We'll keep an eye on that and bring that news to you as it comes.